Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We serve a healing Jesus. We serve a delivering Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, I want to speak to you about healing of our bodies. And the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 58, your light will shine and your healing will break forth speedily. Hallelujah. And I'm believing God that in this 21 days of fasting, everyone's going to be healed. Everyone's going to be whole. Hallelujah. And we need to receive that healing. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So when we have the Word of God come into our lives, that word gets planted in the soil of our lives and it brings forth the harvest. Hallelujah. It produces after its kind. Just like a farmer can't expect to have a crop if he doesn't have seed in the ground, it's important that we have the word of God planted in us that it can bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. And so this morning I'm going to spend a bit of time with you on the combination of the relationship between forgiveness and healing. Hallelujah. Well, I know today is the eighth day of our fast. Hallelujah. And congratulations, everybody, coming this far with us. Some of us are fasting a meal a day or three meals a day, or some of us are fasting a complete fast with water. And just want to remind you, never dry fast. Amen. In other words, never fast without drinking water. Amen. And I learned very quickly this week. I was telling Sister Nelly earlier in the week how my kidneys were so sore and I was really struggling because, you know, your body's working toxins out. And she said, Pastor Fred used to drink hot water. And I said, oh, yes, let me do that. And within a day, it was all cleared. Hallelujah. So it's an exciting time. Remember, we fast. And we fast in this week. We're fasting till the 11th. Hallelujah. We're going to have a great breakthrough crusade. Hallelujah. Till the 9th. Hallelujah. Oh, let me not add two more days to you. Praise God. I saw the people fasting. Oh, wait. Amen. And in these days, we are fasting this coming week. We're praying Tuesday night and Thursday night, 1 hour. And of course, our home cells have started. So all our home cell leaders, we're looking for you to be here, all our leadership to be part of the prayer and fasting. And bring your home cell with you, amen, on Tuesday night and Thursday night for 1 hour. Hallelujah. I want to say to you today's the eighth day. Eight's the number of resurrection. It's a number of new beginnings. It's a number of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Today is your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when you look at Isaiah 58, it says your healing will break forth speedily. Hallelujah. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 4 and verse 25. Romans chapter 4 and 25, speaking about this incredible, miraculous atonement that Jesus made for you and I. When the closer you get to the cross, the closer you get to Him, the more you wonder at this glorious, miraculous moment when Jesus saved you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but when I look over my life, that's the greatest miracle I've ever received. Amen. The most miraculous. The Bible says of Jesus, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Hallelujah. Our offenses. He was delivered up, crucified for our offenses. He became sin. He became my sin. He became flesh so that He could partake of my flesh. So that the sin that's in my flesh could be laid on His flesh. And then He took that sin onto that cross. And when He died on that cross, Paul reveals to us, we died with Him. Us who entered His death by faith. Amen. we were crucified. And the Bible says we received in our bodies the just reward for our sins, the just condemnation. So I have already been justly condemned. Hallelujah. Every condemnation against me and on me has already been fully executed. Because there's therefore now no more condemnation. Because how can you condemn a man who's already paid the price of condemnation? It's been fully executed. Hallelujah. And he became a substitute, bearing it for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says not only did he bear it, but he was raised in the Spirit. And you and I know that when he was raised, we were raised. The thing that strikes me that weighs so heavily on my heart is the complete commitment that Jesus had to me. Complete commitment. Do you know he didn't save you by remote control? He didn't save you apart from himself. In fact, the Bible teaches that if his blood was insufficient, both him and us would stay in hell. If his blood could not pay the price, then him having become sin would stay sin. That's what this scripture is saying. Read it with me. He was delivered up because of our offense and was raised not because he is justified. He was raised because of our justification. In other words, when our price was fully paid, when God said the blood fully justifies you, I have laid out all my wrath, all my condemnation on you, and the price is paid. The moment my price was paid, he was raised. The evidence of Christ's resurrection shows that our condemnation has been dealt with. Dearly beloved, nothing can condemn you. Hallelujah. You have been completely set free. Somebody say hallelujah. He was raised. It amazes me that Jesus was committed to me till the last breath, not just the last drop of blood, but to the last breath. Hallelujah. It's one thing to save somebody you know you can still get out. It's another one to save somebody at the peril of your own life. Hallelujah. And he was raised. Hallelujah. And he was justified. Now, what came to us through him being risen from the dead is forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. We were justified. We were washed. We were cleansed. Hallelujah. We were made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Now, all of us believe, and so we should, that our sins are forgiven. I think of that song, "My Sins Owe the Bliss." Of this glorious thought, my sins not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. We are forgiven. How many of you can raise your hand and say, Jesus, thank you. I'm forgiven. The blood makes a complete atonement. The blood washes our sins away. And now I'm living resurrection life. My flesh was nailed to that cross. My condemnation was nailed to that cross. I do not walk that anymore. I do not walk in the flesh anymore. I've been raised a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in him. Praise the name of the Lord. But today I want to speak to you about the fact that your sins being forgiven is partner one. With your disease having been healed. It's the same atonement. There's no other price paid for our healing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the same atonement comes to us. The Bible says in him, Ephesians 1:7, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Hallelujah. Now Hebrews 2:17 puts the two together. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hand and say, Jesus, thank you that you've made atonement for my sins. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you know that death entered through sin? Sickness is a work of death. Sickness is a slow death. So if death entered through sin, and the only redemption from sin is the atonement of the blood, then sickness is also atoned for by the blood. Praise Jesus. Sin brings about sickness and disease. And listen, let's say it today like it is. Sickness is a work of the devil. Directly or indirectly, sickness is a work of the devil. Even if you get sick for eating wrong, sickness is still a work of the devil. I never read where Adam ate the wrong apple and got sick and God had to come heal him. Amen. When you're in Christ, sickness and the curse cannot find you. Hallelujah. Condemnation cannot come to you because it's already been dealt. Hallelujah. You're free in Christ Jesus. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power and went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. And in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of sickness, every oppression in this place. In the name of Jesus. It's a bondage. We read in the Bible how Jesus came in Luke 13, verse 16. He comes into the temple and there's a woman bound for 18 years with sickness. And Jesus heals her and he said, so ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound. So Jesus makes it very clear, sickness is a bondage. And in Jesus' name, I loose that bondage. I apply the blood. I rebuke and I break the curse of that bondage from your life. Whom Satan had bound for 18 years, shouldn't she be loosed? And I want to ask you today, shouldn't you be loosed? Hallelujah. So Jesus makes it very clear that sin is a bondage that he delivers from. The same as sickness. Now, when you talk about the atonement, how many of you know the Old Testament, the New Testament is types and shadows? The Old Testament is a foreshadowing, a revelation or an insight into what's to come. Amen. It's a shadow of the true. So in other words, every revelation of Jesus in the Old Testament is fulfilled in Jesus when he was made manifest. The Old Testament is a type. Jesus is the fulfillment. Hallelujah. The true of that. Now, when you look in the Old Testament, it's amazing how the Bible commands, God commands the priests that they are to take blood and make an atonement for the lepers so that they can be healed. And when the priest made atonement, the lepers were healed. Why atonement? Because it was looking forward to the true who would make the atonement. Somebody say amen. Amen. Was looking forward to that wonderful Passover lamb who would take it from us. When Hezekiah, 725 years after God revealed the Passover, the power of the blood of the Passover to Moses, 725 years later, Hezekiah restores Israel and he restores the Passover. And the moment he restores the Passover, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 13 verse 20, and the Lord listened to Hezekiah and healed the people. Because the Passover is a type of the atonement of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, if the atonement in the Old Testament healed the people, then the atonement of the New Testament is the fulfillment and heals them all. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, when we look at the leper being healed because of atonement, you and I must say, that blood that was shed was the blood of goats and bulls, not the true blood. And listen, you and I are in the true covenant. The blood of the Lamb is much more powerful. The New Testament supersedes the Old Testament. It's better than the Old Testament. If you want to tell me that healing and the atonement was in the old and it's not in the new, then it's better Jesus didn't come. If the new covenant does not promise healing, but the atonement in the old promised healing, Jesus better have stayed. But why did he come? Because the Old Testament was looking forward to him being the fulfillment, the power. They were looking in a type. He is the true Lamb of God. He made atonement. Hallelujah. You look at all these types. It was always, atonement was always the condition of the miraculous of healings. Hallelujah. We notice how the curse came in. We know that with Aaron, there was a time that the people stood up against Moses and the curse flooded, came in, and people started dying because the curse was going over the nation of Israel. And 14,700 people died. And as Aaron saw the curse enter and go through and people dying, he quickly took a lamp. He put incense in it and he ran in between and he stood between the living and the dead and made atonement. And the curse stopped. It stopped because no curse can cover the bloodline. Hallelujah. And today I apply the atonement between you and that curse in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It was a sign. It was a type of the atonement that Christ brought. He stopped the curse. He broke the curse. He stood between the living and the dead. And thank God today I'm the living. Somebody say hallelujah. We notice also that later on Israel sins again. And the Bible says fiery serpents came out and started biting people. And they were dying. And there was a terrible curse loosed. And Moses goes and he takes a rod and he puts a brazen serpent, a brass serpent. He made a brass snake, put it on the pole, and he puts it up there. And the Bible says he put it on a pole, and so it was in Numbers 21, verse 9, that if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Hallelujah. An amazing, amazing story. It's the only time in the whole Bible that Jesus is typed by snake. Throughout scripture, snake is Satan. It's evil. But here, Moses puts up a rod with a snake on it, a brazen snake, a bronze serpent. Why did it have to be bronze? Because bronze is a mixture. It's an annealment of copper with metal, becomes bronze. Why is it a bronze snake? Because he, the divine, put on the natural, the flesh, and he was bronze. He was the God-man, and he became sin. That's why he was a snake. When Jesus was on the cross, it's the only time that he became sin, that he became a snake. And when they saw him, when they look on him, he was the atonement. And they were healed of their disease. Hallelujah. Today you and I are called to look on him. Hallelujah. The God-man who died for us. Somebody say hallelujah. So in Christ we have both bodily and spiritual life. Jesus came for the whole man. He didn't come for your future, he came for you now. Hallelujah. Somebody say he came for me now. Listen, when Jesus came to the cross, he died body, soul, and spirit. so that he can redeem you and I, body, soul, and spirit. He redeems the whole man. Hallelujah. And you and I can be healed. The psalmist says in 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not his benefits, who heals, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your disease. Somebody say, he forgives and he heals. There's healing in the atonement. Receiving forgiveness is receiving healing. If God breaks the power and the curse of sin, how can the sickness remain? I'm going to preach to this side. How can the sickness remain? It's part of the curse. He has dealt with a curse. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 8:17, Jesus healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities. There it is. Not only our sin, he took our infirmities and bore our sickness. That word bore is used when God told Moses that they need to have a scapegoat, and they put the sins on the scapegoat. And the scapegoat will bear it and go out with it. Bore it. The word bore means to convey. It was convey. Our sickness was conveyed on him. He bore it. And if he bore it, I refuse to bear it myself. Somebody say hallelujah. It means to bear away, to remove at a distance. He's borne it away. Hallelujah. And if your sickness, if your sins can have no more part of your life, then your sickness doesn't either. Somebody say amen. Notice how it's always together. I'm just going to make this one more point because we're starting to run out of time. And I want to release a healing anointing in this place this morning. Notice how always it's together. Sickness and disease are dealt with as one in the atonement. Hallelujah. On Calvary, Jesus bore our sins, and on Calvary, Jesus bore our diseases. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, by whose stripes you were healed. Peter put it together. Psalm 103, we read it. Who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. It goes together. I bear it no more. In the name of Jesus, I call sin and I call sickness a thing of the past of your life. You've been delivered. Somebody say amen. Amen. Your spirit has been bought with a price and your body has been bought with a price. Hallelujah. This is the temple of God. And you command the devil to take his pet project off you and go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not your portion. Everybody say with me, sickness, disease, the curse is not my portion. Devil, take your pet project off my body and go in the name of Jesus. He heals all my disease. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke every sickness. I rebuke in this house every disease. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Gout. Doesn't matter what it is. You've been delivered. Hallelujah. He bore it. Amen. There's nothing else added but the atonement. Hallelujah. They come in one. He carried them all. Glory to God. And there's healing in the house. There's healing in the house. Just lift your hand. This is the word planted in your spirit. This is the word planted in your being. And he healed them all. That it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself carried your sickness and bore your disease. In the same way you were forgiven, you were healed. He healed them all. Shabro sahatamandegera. All over this place. That's the Spirit of God moving on you right now. In healing. In the name of Jesus. I command. And we receive in this house the atonement of the blood of Jesus. He forgives all my sins and heals all my disease in the mighty name of Jesus. I release a healing virtue. Oh, there it is. A healing virtue all over this place. The healing power, the atoning power of the blood, the atoning power of Calvary, of the brazen serpent of Jesus, who became sin and delivered you in the name of Jesus. Now, devils, I forbid you. I bind you. I call an end to your work in these bodies. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I stop you where you are. And we apply the blood. I command your works to be reversed. In the name of Jesus, leave these people. Leave these people. Leave these people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break your power right now. I break the curse. I destroy your power. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your blood. Be set free. That's it. That's it. That's it. Receive healing right where you are. Hallelujah. Now just start moving that arm, doing whatever you couldn't do before. By faith, say, I'm healed. I'm saved. I'm forgiven. In the name of Jesus. Every curse. God said, even the curses not written in this book. All the diseases he heals from. In the name of Jesus, I release your deliverance right now. Be delivered. Sugar diabetes. Be delivered. Kidney conditions. Heart conditions. Stomach conditions. Conditions of the bone. Conditions of the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look to Jesus. See Jesus now, who himself bore it. Shabra seche karamana. And I release atonement. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Jehovah Rapha. God, your healer. Be made whole right where you are today. In the name of Jesus. How many will God save because he bore their sins? As many who believes. How many will God heal because he bore our sickness? He healed them all. The Bible says in Mark 6:56, and he healed them all. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. There's a wholesale healing in this house, all over this place.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.